I recognize Lee Smith for a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the amendment to omit Section 2 committee reports.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll be moving to second discussion to approve the agenda with the exception of committee reports since we just had them a couple of weeks ago. Hearing none, all in favor, motion indicated by saying yay, opposed, nay.
Is it not up?
Not approved as written. You changed it.
I put with amendment, and I'll go back in and redo it after the meeting.
Okay. And agenda's approved. Except of the committee report. Section 3, approval of the April 29th meeting minutes. I'm sure everybody's had a chance to read them in great detail.
So moved.
Second. Properly moved. Second to approve the minutes. The last meeting. Minutes approved. And next item is an amendment to the FY 2015-2018 Transportation Improvement Program.
Good morning. Let's give a very brief presentation on this. We received the TIP amendment from Georgia DOT on April the 21st, so there's no time for us to process it because we have to meet the 15-day public comment period. The requested amendment is to increase the funding for the Grange Road improvements from about $6.1 million max funds to almost $8.5 million. And we advertised the amendment because it, according to our participation plan, any project has cost increase by more than 20% or more than 2 million is considered amendment, and amendment requires 15-day public comment period. So we advertised for the public comment period, and yesterday was the end of the 15-day public comment period. So far, we only have received one comment that's from the CECF requesting why is the cost increase. So we asked the GDOT, and GDOT actually gave us the answer. The construction cost estimate increases due to unit cost associated with the GDOT standard specification year. The previous cost of $6.1 million is based on 2001. So you're plugging all the numbers and then come up with $6.1 million. Now the new number is based on the 2013 spec year. So everything, I guess the inflation is adjusted. So if we have any questions, we will just ask Tom Queen. That's the only comment we received, but we did advertise for this meeting as a public information meeting because we have to address all the comments and make sure that we'll get, in case we get more. This is the meeting process, and I'm just going to read through. The first one is the quorum PO process description. The Coastal Region Metropolitan Planning Organization is responsible for transportation planning in the Savannah region. The purpose of the MPO is to ensure federal spending on transportation for urbanized areas of over 50,000 people occurs through a comprehensive, cooperative, and continuing process involving the public, a wide range of agencies, and policymakers. And what is the TIP? The TIP is the Metropolitan Planning Organization Short-Range Program Document. N is the stage the multi-year distance of surface transportation projects proposed for federal, state, and local funding within the metropolitan area. All transportation projects must appear in approved long-range transportation plan T before they may receive federal funds for implementation. The staff is recommending that this board adopt this TIP amendment because GDOT is, I think this project is in the waiting list for funding authorization, and the GDOT is planning to let the project in June, so they will start construction in July.
Construction July, maybe, definitely June letting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would request the chairman to open the public hearing.
Yes. At this time, we will hear from any member of the public who wishes to speak on this. I take this, we consider the public hearing closed. And at this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion indicate by vote nay. Opposed nay. Authorization of the core MPO submitted to the reapportionment package to GDOT. At this time, our director, Mr. Tom Thompson.
Good morning, and thank you all for turning out for this special meeting. It's not quite a record attendance, but it's better than average, so thank you. Today is a notable point in time in the MPO's history where we are asking to have you vote on the resolution which would adopt the Metropolitan Planning Area update, adopt the bylaws updated, and to authorize submittal of the reauthorization package, which would include the MPA area map, the bylaws, and the memorandum of understanding. That goes to GDOT, who in Tom McQueen's office, and now that Jay Roberts has been appointed planning director, I understand he's starting on Monday, so he will probably carry it over to the governor's office for his review and signature at some point in the process. So that's what we're doing this morning. Let me just update you on a couple things. On the document status, on the bylaws and the MOU, we've gone through and polished it, is what I call it, to make sure everything is correct. I clarified Exhibit B text a little bit because my staff pointed out it wasn't quite explaining the formula well, so we made minor changes in the wording to explain the formula. And if you remember at the last last MPO meeting, the CAC had made some comments, and we updated the bylaws to match their wishes and their bylaws. One other change that happened since then was the Georgia Ports Authority in the documents are being moved from a voting to a non-voting member at its request. It had looked at itself and said we're different than the other local agencies. They're a statewide agency, even though they have a strong presence here, and felt that it was probably more appropriate for them to be a non-voting member and advisory to the MPO. So that is reflected in the document at this point, although they will be a signatory to the MOU with some slight modifications to that, mainly the dues part. So So that's been done, and verbally they've agreed to do that. We're waiting for their paperwork to come back. So we modified the MOU and the bylaws to reflect that. The MOU status, when we started this process out a few weeks ago, we needed 15 signatures. We have 9 approved, and well, actually 10 now, because we got one this morning from our friends in Thunderbolt. We have 10 approved and a signed page in hand, and we have 3 more approved and waiting for the signed page. And we have 2 pending, the Georgia Ports one I just mentioned, and Garden City, who will meet on Monday, May 18th. And I did a presentation at a workshop last Monday, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, but after the questions, they seem to be on board. So I think it's a formality. If Ron wants to comment on that, that would be fine. So the motion, when you pass the resolution, if you want to add the words, you know, subject to getting all the signature pages in order, that's fine. We wouldn't be able to submit it until we get all that packaged up. So staff recommends approval of the resolution as it's put together.
We have some questions.
Yes. You probably know the Airport Commission approved it last week, and
right.
City Council verified it yesterday, so we're on board.
Oh, they had to approve your approval? I didn't know that.
Because of the money.
Oh, okay.
It's done.
I didn't see that on the agenda. I missed that. Okay, thank you, George. That's all I have, Chairman. It's any questions?
Does that see your signature count?
No, it doesn't.
They have already included.
They've already sent it already, so.
Okay. Any further questions at Tom before we... Is that a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved. Second to approve. Hearing the motion. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Indicate by voting aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you all. A couple quick footnotes, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I want to make sure I thank my staff for all the hard work they've done over the last roughly 2.5 years on this. Lakota Wong was the primary assistant to the process and did predominantly most of the work. I want to thank all the folks that showed up for the, I think, 7 meetings that we worked through bylaws and MOUs, and all the jurisdictions for signing off on the MOU. The DOT process goes quickly, we probably will have our first new constituted MPO meeting at the end of August. I'll be sending out letters to the jurisdictions asking to make appointments, the formal new appointment, which maybe that will delay it. But right now I'm kind of trying to shoot it for the end of August, our August meeting. Any questions for me about that? All right, thank you.
Before we break up, Tommy, do you have any insight on the new planning director?
I would probably have a little more preliminary report. I've got a meeting on the calendar Monday afternoon. Except for a meeting degree. I know him a little bit because probably not in the legislature. He's been there
a good bit. So he's not bringing transportation issues, which I'm really happy with.
He was really busy with Tease Bluffs, so he understands that real well. Tubby was great. He was great to work with, too. But my new boss has just a real long track record with transportation. All aspects of it, too.
Yeah, and he was on that committee that went around the state for the Senate Bill 170,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess he's into that pretty deeply.
He's got this in his blood. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. If there's nothing else, nothing from Tybee?
Yeah, we're good.
Nothing from Fun? Oh, there you go. Let's see.
Sorry, I got caught by the train.
Really?
Really?
I just use that excuse all the time.
Now we stand there. Thank you.
Thank you all.